shows and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Kansas State University Assistant Professor of Communication Studies, Dr. Tim Schaefer. And I know that Reviving Civility, a project that you've been working on, we've talked about it before, but here the holidays are, it seems very appropriate to talk about it some more.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, the National Institute for Civil Discourse at the University of Arizona has been working on this project called Revive Civility for a while now, and largely in response to the election cycle, and which just doesn't ever seem to be ending. We're just in this kind of space. But how, you know, now that we're in the throes of the holidays, with Thanksgiving just passed, and now looking forward to more coming, there's I think there's a real need for people to be able to sit down. How do we have some conversation with each other? And so the Revive Civility campaign, there's a website, revivecivility.org, that has a lot of resources for folks if they're wanting to use some materials for conversation just with family and friends, or trying to do something a little bit more interesting. There's even like a little flashcard thing you can print off to kind of 20 questions. That's kind of, you know, a fun way to get at some of these things. But I think getting at the heart of the issue of like, how do we overcome or address some of the divisions that we have? That are, you know, and I don't want to write them off as like, and I don't think of civility as just as like, let's be nice or like say excuse me, but you know, how do we engage in conversation in a manner that allows us to hear and understand one another? And so the campaign has a lot of materials. There's a resource on there called Setting the Table for Civility, and just gives you some nice little kind of walkthrough. And a lot of organizations across the country have been involved with this, AARP, a number of cities, Kansas City, Kansas, and the Missouri side as well, and lots of other places around the country have been involved with this. So there's just, I think, an opportunity that we have right now, especially since the 2016 election, which just doesn't seem to be ending, the feelings, kind of the resentment, and now the reality of what has come because of that. You know, how do we address some of it in a positive way, and in a way that can be constructive? And especially as a lot of people are going home or heading into contexts where they may not always be in agreement with one another. How do we have some conversation? There's some resources there.
Well, and I think some folks, and me included, actually, I mean, you end up just sort of ignoring certain subjects. And
right.
There used to be the old joke, even before the 2016 election, is don't talk religion or politics.
Right.
I mean, that should never be on the table. But I'm kind of hearing from you that maybe you need to talk about some of these things a little bit, but in a certain way is what I'm hearing.
Well, you know, sometimes there are reasons to maybe not to go there, you know, appropriately, if it's just going to become a disaster. But, you know, I think there is something healthy, and, you know, the earlier segment today kind of points to that. How do we talk about something like mental health, right? How do we talk about issues of access and equity? How do we address and these don't have to be either or. You know, how do we think about the role of families in responding to either mental health or other kind of issues, as well as the larger kind of social structure, the social fabric, and the communities that we all live in, right? How do we think about those institutions, those religious or community-based organizations, all of that stuff? And this is part of what I think this work is about. How do we think about some of these kinds of concerns, these questions, in a way that's constructive, and then helps us overcome some of these challenges that we maybe feel of division, so right now elevated in kind of partisan ways in the polarization in that regard.
Well, the holidays, I mean, the Christmas holiday in particular, it's kind of hard to stay away from religion on that one.
It is. It's kind of baked in. For me, when you joked about, you know, don't talk religion or politics, those are both things that I've studied formally with degrees and things. And so I guess my inclination is to often talk about that. And I had family just in town, and my sister, she's like, oh gosh, you know, why do I have to keep talking about some of these things? And, you know, we have to find the right balance of how do we push, you know, how do we kind of raise the heat a little bit sometimes appropriately, and then, you know, back off when it's not kind of a constructive kind of engagement or a conversation. And I think that's part of where the Revive Civility campaign can be helpful, is giving some structure and especially some kind of fun things that can help cultivate some of that conversation. Related to that, just an assignment, and I'm starting to see these now, is I have students do a project called the Kansas Kitchen Table, and a lot of them have been doing it over the holiday break and the Thanksgiving break. And, you know, I ask them to organize some folks that you know and some people that you don't know, have a potluck dinner, and let's talk about some of these topics. And it's interesting to start to see their blog posts, because we have this website for it. And they're all saying, like, oh, this is a great assignment. I think at the heart of all of this work, we don't have a lot of opportunities to talk with one another outside of our really kind of close, intimate relationships and friends or places of work. And so how do we help cultivate some of these environments where people can engage with one another? That's something I'm really excited to be involved with, both here and beyond.
Is there a way to open people's minds? And I've always been one, as a former debate speech person. Yeah. I can usually see both sides, but it's for some people, I just don't seem to be able to do that.
Well, you know, I think at the heart of it, and I often say this about doing kind of deliberative democracy work, is like understand people's values. Like, what is it that drives them or motivates them? You know, the end response, the position that they take on something, there's a lot of paths that can get you there. But to understand the values, the motivations behind that, I think that's the hard work. But that's where I think the discussion, as much as it can be open and frank and honest, can help you begin to understand that. Not that you're going to, you know, necessarily change a mind, or you're going to take a position that is different from where what you had when you walked in the door. But having a little bit more nuance and understanding is really important.
Again, been a pleasure to have with us Tim Schaefer, and of course with Kansas State University and Assistant Director, Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, also Assistant Professor, Communication Studies. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.